You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Why is it that Modim Darabanan, why not just do another Hadar? If the Avodrom, the Eliyarabah writes that we have to recite our own Hadar because we can't be Mamana Shliach, nobody could say thank you for us. Okay, let's go ahead and say Hadar. So let's say the same thing. Now, we do have a different dais in the Gemara and Sota, the bottom of Daf Mem Amud Aleph. That you had a different Amoroim who would go ahead and say different Lashonos during the Modim Darabanan. Amra Papa, who does this throughout Shas, Hilkach Namrinu Lekulu. Let's go ahead. I'm an Imafkas. What should we take out? Let's go ahead and say it all. Still doesn't answer the question. At the end of the day, why say your own thing? It seems, therefore, I didn't see any specific answer addressing that question, but it seems that there are clearly things Chazal want us to go ahead and add in addition to what we already have said in the regular modim. We do want to change it. Why? There are things to add. Now, if we take a close look, we find that we certainly are adding things. Ashech Yisan V'Kiyam Tanu Kain Techayenu We didn't talk about these things. So we are echoing a lot of the sentiment that was expressed in the earlier modim. But here we're talking about what? We're talking about Hashem is a lokei kol basar. Here we're adding what? Then Hashem is a lokei kol basar. The Hainu, not just Klai Yisrael, the entire world. He is Yotzreinu, but he's also the Yotzer of all Bereishis. Therefore, he is the only one deserving of all the brachas and hadas, the Shimcha Gad v'Hakadosh, because he kept us alive, he sustained us, and thus we ask him, he should continue doing that. Odol Avar Bakasha Lasid. But we're adding in Mases of Gilui Yosenu. So I'd like to share, again, just answering one prat of this question, a Gevaldig Maharal. A very important yesod, the Marami Prague conveys in Perek Yud of his Netzach Yisrael. He's talking about and Yoni Golus, and he cites the Gemara Brochas Tav Chesam and Alf. And the Gemara says, we have a Brice, Rabbi Nasan, Omer, Minayin, Shein, Akurish, Vachom, always, Betfilos, and Sharabim. The Gemara continues to cite a Pasuk that Hashem is never disgusted by a Tfilah Betzibur. And not only that, Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kol Osek B'Torah, Gemilas HaSodom, U'mespalo L'matzibor. And we know Torah is a big thing. It's one of the three pillars of holding the world, as is Gemilas HaSodom. The Gemara says in Chalek, in the end of Masechah Sanhedrin, that you want to bring about Mashiach and eat Torah Gemilas HaSodom. So it's fascinating to consider, going back to the Gemara Brachas Dav Chesam and Aleph, that grouped with Torah Gemilas HaSodom is Mespalo L'matzibor. Anyone who is Osek B'Torah and Osek and Gemilas HaSodom and davens with a minion, writes the Gemara Kila Poda Liu Blini Mibena Omos. It's as if he redeemed me and my children, Klai Yisrael, from amongst the Goyim. It's as if he took us all out of Golos. He took the Shechin out of Golos. He took Klai Yisrael out of Golos. It's a Pella. Tyra Gemes on my understanding. That stems with the Gemara Sanhedrin. You want to bring about Mashiach and bring an end to the Golos once and for all. Torah Gemel Sonim is the key. Here the Gemara is saying, every time you daven with the Tzibur, it's as if you redeemed me from the nations of the world together with Klai Yisrael. What's going on over here? So starts the Maral. As we've been describing over the course of the last few paragraphs in Perek Yud, and the Shechina, the Gemara says in the end of Megillah, when we go into Golos, Hashem goes into Golos with us. The first is Golos Hashechina to Moshe Rabbeinu, the momentous encounter of the burning bush. Why the lowly bush does Hashem reveal himself? Why not Tzadik Katamar Yifrah? Why not the tallest and most powerful trees, a palm tree, a redwood? Imo Anochi B'Tzara, writes Rashi. Now that doesn't mean Hashem Yisbaruch Kav Yochel is mamish in pain, and he's in shackles, he's locked up Kav Yochel in the Shebed with us. And means though that Hashem wants to convey to Klai Yisrael, Imo Anochi B'Tzara, I feel your pain. I feel your pain, I'm crying together with you. Ein Shayach Shebed Chas HaSholom HaYakadosh Baruch Hu, because Hashem Yisbaruch is lamaila from everything. Ella, what does it mean that the Shechina is always with Klai Yisrael? Kasher Yishkibatz Amel Hashem. But when the nation gets together and we all come together in Tfilo, Davar Zehu Yitzhiyam and Pizur Yisrael Hashem Hein Pizur Bein Omos. What is Golus really all about? Mefuzur, Mefur, Bein Amur, were scattered, were dispersed amongst all the nations of the world. Even in the midst of Golus, Kasher Himes Asvim Hashem Yisbrach L'Tfilah. So, when we get together and davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's as if we're temporarily leaving that Inyan of peace, or we're mamash all together. Ki Kasher Yisrael Haim Bein Umas Afim Haim Elaf B'Yachad. We're still Kol Pazorim. You can have 1,000, you can have 10,000 Jews together. In the end of the day, we're 10,000 Jews still scattered and dispersed. But when we're Mespal L'Matzibar, when we're Mes'asif, when Meskabit Al Hashem, it's a Yetziah from Rishus Umas, it's a His'alus V'Toychel Hashem, and that's why Nikar Podi Yisrael Bein Umas, not permanently. Tyrant the Masonim gets us out permanently. But every time you Mespal with the Tzibar, you can take Chai Yisrael temporarily out of Golus, and I mentioned this last week, that so many in the shul was at the full classic of the Rangers playing outside in Citi Field, 40 to 50,000 people, and this year from the shul. Maybe I shouldn't say he's from the shul. This year from another shul. Went ahead and told me from a shul went to this game, and he told me I found 40, 50,000 people, everyone cheering for the same team, and I still didn't feel connected. I looked around. I didn't feel connected. Came the break. Came in at the mission in between periods. 40 yidden got together and davened mincha. 40 yidden got together and davened. He says, I mamish felt like I was family. With 40, 50,000, I had no shaykhs to them. 40 people leave and we davened together in Matzibur. I felt an achdus. I felt like it was mamish family, my brothers. And when we're at the game together, they could be sitting right next to me. No shaykhs. We're not talking to the yidders three rows in front of you. I'm davening. Oh, Rabbi Yed, is there a chiyababa who wants to daven? You're connected to them. You're mamish one family. That's exactly this nakuda. What's the hesber? Zoktob Yeshua Hartman, Harei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ma'achdim Liyechida Achas U'Manik Lehem Gedol Shel Tzibur. By davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is Echad Yochid U'Miyuchad, we're all now channeling all of our tefillah solely to the same address, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So now Hashem who is Echad Yochid U'Miyuchad, His Manik now gives us a gift. He says, I'm going to treat you all like one family. It's as if we're all like one person. And we mentioned this musig before, that tefillah b'tzibur, Chazar Sashatz, isn't just the Shliach Tzibur acting as the Shliach of the Tzibur. Through him, we're all uniting and we're mamish b'ach the skimura. So write Yeshua Harman at the end of footnote 145. Listen to this. Yesh pazehat amam yuchedes. Now we have a new special taste and understanding. Kirak b'modim d'rabbonon amotzimana b'akashav eses of gyalu yosin l'chatzos kachacha v'lo matzina b'akashazu b'tfilu shmanesu shayachit. What did we thank Hashem for? We thanked Him tzor chayenu malgin yashenu atu l'dovador achayenu masum enachmanesh moseinu. Also now we have modim d'rabbonon and we're not doing the same thing. What are we adding? Eses of gyalu yosin l'chatzos kachacha. Why are we adding that? We didn't put that in the regular modim. Explains to Yeshua Harman based on the moral it's geshmak. Why? Because tefillas wonder abundant is an emeris rock but tzibur. It's only one that tzibur's together. So the yesh be amiris tefillas u'ascholas hayetziyim rishus me'umas olav. And this now is a taste when we're leaving Golus. Oh, you're leaving Golus because all of Klaisol, the minion together, is now reciting at the same moment in time. Everybody else, tefila balachas, you're davening shmon eshe, I'm davening shmon eshe. You're up to Ritzay, you're up to Yalavi, you're up to Shema Kaleinu. Now they're all reciting modim d'rabbanan together. Only now can we say v'ses of Galiyas Senachat Hashem should bring about the kibbutz of Galiyas. Why? Because the Maral is telling us when the tzibur's together, that's a mayein. That is a taste of kibbutz Galiyas. Now that you're tasting it, oh, doesn't it feel great? It's kila we're temporarily departing, exiting from Galiyas. Now you can taste and appreciate it. Now's the time to daven for it. Amela kach mitzot tefila zu. Ola hi atzachina v'ses of Galiyas Senachat Hashem l'fi and he is daiti. He doesn't. But now let's go back to the Nusach, and it so stems. The first one was we're thanking Hashem. Sha'atu Hashem Elokeinu, Velokei Avaseinu. What do we do about Klal Yisrael? He is Tzorcheinu, He is Mogin Yesheinu. We're talking about Klal Yisrael. What do we say, Modin Rabbanon? Hashem is not just Elokeinu, He is Elokei Kol Bosar. What are we doing? Because what's going to happen in the future when we have a Kibbutz Golias? All the nations of the world will recognize the Yibishtar. Everyone anyone's going to recognize the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's more than the Rabbanan. More Rabbanan gives us but a glimpse, gives us a taste into the lead departure from Golus. Why? Because now Klai Yisrael is together. We're reciting this together. That's not Elokeinu and Elokei Avoseinu. It's when we start Elokeinu Elokei Avoseinu. And then we say, well, now we have to include Elokei Kol Basar. And he's not just Yotzeinu, he's Yotzeh Bereishis. And notice, there was Elokeinu Elokei Avoseinu, which parallel. Then we insert Elokei Kol Basar. There was Yotzeinu. And now what? It's Yotzeh Bereishis. He's the creator of everybody. Everybody in the world. He kept us alive. We have the Chablei of Sholei. What can we do that in the future? We can serve Hashem Chablei of Sholei. That's more than the Rabbanan, only when the whole tzibur is together. That's the aftas that we're tasting. Amela. On the heels of that modim, and what do we then say? We go right into V'yakulam, Hayizbarach V'yisrumam, Shimcha Malkenu Tomer the Yolam Void, and we're going to praise Hashem, elevate His great name forever. And we're going to forever continue that Hodah. It's not a one-time thing. So we don't one-time thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu the same way. As we mentioned, Alpidam Aram Sheik, Rablazer Silver, Moshe Aaron Stone, and others, the Chinish of Leah wasn't a one-time Hodah. It was to perpetuate the Hodah. So now that we just said Modem, we tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't worry. We're not just thanking you one-time Modem, thank you Hashem. We're going into what? Kol HaChayim, Kol HaChayim Yoducha Selah. We're always Selah, forever. We're always going to be thanking you. The question is, who's V'chol HaChayim? A number of different perushim. Let's start with Rav Moshe ben Machir and the Seder Hayo. And what's Chol HaChayim, V'chol HaChayim Yaducha Selah? Now that we recognize that Hashem is doing chesed with us all the time, and He's keeping us alive, HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo ameisim yalaka. What does David HaMelech write in Tehillim? Tehillim Kuptes Vav and Pasuk Gitzayim, we know that Mason can't sing praise. So now what do we tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Keep us alive. We're thanking Hashem for having kept us alive. We just ask, Kate Dechayinu is coming, or why? Because we want to thank you forever, and the only ones who can thank you forever are those who are alive. Lo Mason, Yahala, call. Once you're dead, you go into what? Yardei Duma, you descend into the world of silence. Rashi Chagiga, Dafayim and Aleph, the Malach Mamuna on Mises, called Duma. Because he brings you into the Yordei Duma, into the world of silence. To be alive means to speak, to let out a voice. What's the first thing a baby does? To let us know he's here in the world. Let's out a cry, opens up its mouth, to let you know I'm here. I'm a medamber. I'm not stam a domeim tzameach achai. I'm a medamber. I'm letting you know that I exist. I'm out here. So writes the Seder Hayom, Chol HaChayim Eibishter. You got to keep us alive because only the Chayim are you going to be Yodu Chasela. Mashenkin Amesim, Kilo Amesim, Yalako. That's why we hallow of your. We can be Mavarach Hashem Chagodo B'Emes, and that's what we want. Aye, but we know that a lot of times we don't have good kavana. HaKadosh Baruch Hu still keep us alive. Why? Because we still believe that you are a Kil HaTov. Who is HaTov Shimcha Ulacha? You're the only one who is fit to receive our Hodah. You are the one giving us the Yeshua. You're the one giving us the Ezra. Hamelo, you're the only one we can be Mahalel, the MS. Therefore, since you want us to be alive in order to be Mahalo, Mishabechu, Kiroi, please go ahead and keep us alive. So, couched in this context of thanking Hashem for keeping us alive, we're saying, Hashem, the reason why we want to be alive is why? Not to eat and not to drink and to be merry. We want to be alive in order to praise you. That's why we want to be alive. So, it's now containing therein a Bakosh Hashem, since only Chol HaChayim Yinu Chaselah, please go ahead and keep us alive. And that's the Seder Hayom, right? The Rebbe of the Ramban, in his Pirush HaTfilas HaBrachos, Rav Yehuda ben Yakar, the Riyakar. And the Riyakar writes as follows. Writes the Riyakar. Now, what are we saying by Chol HaChayim Yedu Chaselah? He brings down a medrash called Pirkei Nechamos, which the Magia says, medrash shelo niska b'mokam achav Rabbeinu Mishtam Yishvo. Medrash that doesn't appear anywhere else, but a medrash that the Riyakar often cites. What's going to happen by Tchiyas HaMesim? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to lower his head, kaviyachol, and bring the Shechina down onto the Mesim. V'im Chayim v'onim ha-ragleim v'mesham chalashmo. B'shas Tchiyas HaMesim, Hashem is going to do miracles, cause all the dead to come back to life. And what are they going to do right away? They're going to be Meshabeach his name. The first thing that the Mason are going to do is to be Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there's even a discussion about making the bracha Baruch Mechaya Mason, which there's a pshat, and that I saw, I said this over in the Tchisa Mason Shir, that the reason why the Mason have to come back with clothing is because you can't make a bracha if you don't have any clothing on. Hamelo, they have to come back with clothing in order to make the bracha. It's a little shver because Adam and Chava, what, they didn't make any brachas and they didn't have clothing before the sin also. And Tchisa Mason is a restoration to that lofty madriga. So that needs a bira kop on him. What's the first thing we're going to do? We're going to be Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the word Sela. Chol HaChayim Yaducha Sela. Why? Bein Mechayim Beba Mason. Because the Tzadikim Afilu B'Misosim Kruin Chayim. Everybody's going to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chol HaChayim. Everybody that's alive. And the praise is going to continue forever. Why? Because even the Tzadikim who are no longer alive, Tzadikim even in their death is still called Chayim. So Chol HaChayim Yaducha Sela. Everyone is going to be praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's a remes to Tchiyas HaMesim. That's why it doesn't say B'Hachayim and those alive. It says B'Chol HaChayim. Everybody, because we're talking about Tchiyas HaMesim, when everybody's going to come back alive. Everyone who's going to be singing the praises is going to be alive. And that is the Riyakar. Mm-hmm. Writes to Vilna Go. That's bought in the Siach Yitzchak in the Sidra Agro. And what's Chol HaChayim? Clearly it's a riboy. As the Riyakar is Madayik, it's not V'Achayim Yaducha Sela. There's a riboy all-inclusive V'Chol HaChayim, all of the living. What's all of the living? All right, the Vilna Gaon. Lav Davka Hamu Sharim. Not only the fortunate ones are going to give Hoda, everybody is going to give Hoda. And what is that idea? Everyone is going to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even if they're not fortunate, they're not, even if they don't think they have so much to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for, just for being alive. That's the Chiddush, the Rabu Sanaka. Chol HaChayim, you're alive, doesn't matter what you have, doesn't matter what ailments, mental, physical, emotional, if you're alive, that itself is Mechayevi Hodat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the Kavan over here. And the end of the day, if a person has Yisur and Bonalov, and the end of the day, how is he matzik the din? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is keeping him alive in this world. And since Hashem is keeping him alive in this world, HaKen Yizbaruch V'Yishtavach HaMelech HaGadol HaKadosh Hu Chai V'Kayim Li'Olam Shenosim Li'Chayim. Based on Tanu Bil'Yol, Hashem is giving me life. That's it. V'Machlal Chol HaChayim HaKol HaNimtzom Hashem V'Olam Shalakulam Yishchiyas. And then the Gra has a Peledik HaKadosh. We're talking about who's Chol HaChayim. Is it going on the Mesim? Because Tzadikim Afilu Mesosim Kruim Chayim. Is it going only on those who are alive? But clearly the focus is solely human beings, right? The Vilna Gaon born in the Siach Yitzchak. No, what's Chol HaChayim? All the Nimtzoim Shebulam, because everything has Chiyas. Atem Echaya Es Kulam. Hashem's infusing Chiyas into every Chelik of the Bria. Chol HaChayim, just like in Perek Shira, every Chelik of the Bria is giving HaKadosh Baruch Hu praise forever. That's Chol HaChayim. So now we don't always hear it. Explain to Moshe Shapiro, every Davar, everything in the world is called generically what? A Davar. Why? Davar is Lashon Dibur, because it's speaking to us. We don't hear it now. It's the same way dogs can hear things on a different frequency. Different creatures can go ahead and hear sounds coming from 7 miles away. An elephant can sense vibrations in the bottom of its foot. They can communicate by stopping on ground and sense the vibrations that are coming from miles away. There's a great New York Times bestseller called Always Follow the Elephants. The animals, and it goes back to the tsunami that happened in Thailand when the world lost over 200,000 people. They found barely any animal corpses. The only corpses they found were pets that were left in people's homes. Otherwise, all the animals ran away. How did they know? Some of the animals sensed. Most of them know you follow the elephants, because the elephants, they have such sensitive soles in the bottom of their feet, and that they can sense the shifts in the tectonic plates, even if it's miles away underneath the ground. They know something's awry. They start going, all the other animals start following, and that's exactly what happened. Dogs were running after the elephants. They all went onto high ground, and they found over 200 to 250,000 human corpses, and barely any animal corpses, because they all knew to run away. So if there's any danger, always follow the elephants. Run after the elephants. Don't run together with the elephants, because as Stephen Levin and Stephen Dubner write in their book Freakonomics, at the end of the day, you see how Hollywood changes our whole perception of things, because elephants, people think you have Bobber the elephant, you have Dumbo. Dumbo, nice big fluffy ears. We think that elephants are fun and friendly, and sharks, Jaws, Spielberg, he ruined it for everybody. Sharks, everyone's afraid of sharks. And there's only 60 on average, in an average year, there's 60 shark attacks and only about 6 fatalities, 10% on an average year. There are over 200 elephant fatalities. 200 fatalities caused by elephants stomping on people. Happens far more frequent. Elephants are much more dangerous than sharks. But Hollywood gave us an image of Jaws and we run for our lives. Elephants, oh, let's touch them. Oh, let's pet them. Holy elephants are far more dangerous. But if you see them running, follow them as best as you can. That is Kol HaChayim. You have to thank Hashem forever just for being alive, as the Vilna Gaon said, and then he concluded the Gevalig Yechidish that the Riboy is Kol HaChayim. Everything in this world that Hashem is infusing Chiyas as being Medaber, as being Meshmecha, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Perek Shira, not just living creatures, but the hills, the animals, and the lakes, they're all breaking out in Shira continuously to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Now listen to a Meshach Chokma, and this is Mamash Hashem for tonight. Hashem giving you a present of a Meshach Chokma Parshas Yisro.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Meshach Chokma is writing in the Pasuk, and Matan Torah V'yisam li segula mikol ha'omim k'li kol ha'aretz. Writes the Meshach Chokma. If you think about it, the world at large, the vast majority of people in the world, are makir Hashem Yisbaruch. They're makir that there's a God. What do? Though they're mishtatvim achirim veinam makirim amitosu yisbarach. They don't say it's solely God that created the universe. Oh, they might have Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Ah, Trinity, right? They'll say that there's an union of shituf. There are other powers working together with God. Even Nebuchadnezzar recognized that there was a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and Daniel Perk based. Nebuchadnezzar says, I know there's a creator of the world, but what? I have a lot of other gods too. That's the main god, but I have tons of other gods that I serve. And why does that happen? Because they look around at the world. What do you think, the Jews got it right? And somebody just asked me this, Kasha, what do you mean the Jews got it right? Look how the Jews are persecuted. Look at all the pogroms and the Crusades and the Holocaust. Jews don't have a right. So you know what? Judeo-Christian beliefs, how did it start? It must be that God got angry at the Jews. God changed his mind. And now, oh, Yeshua came, he's the Savior, and now he chose us, New Testament, there's an old, there's a new, and it's a new beginning, let's have Shittuf now. We're going to have a Savior, oh, and now we made life, oh, now we can do whatever we want, and live however you want, yeah, just say Yeshua's the Savior, oh, now you're good to go, just be Meschari, that's Shtus, Elawat. But when they see that Bnei Yisrael are Mushpolim v'nirdafim, and the end of the day, they don't see Klai Yisrael saved. They don't see the Jewish people on top of the world. Mela, that's why they don't all espouse Yiddishkeit. But what's going to happen when Hashem reveals himself when Mashiach Tzidkenu comes? And then the world's going to see V'haya b'yomahu Yehashem HaKadosh Mo'achon as a skilu kolamim Shehashem HaKadosh Mo'achon v'yiznichu atzabeim u'besileim v'yesu shchem echalav olamas. When Mashiach comes, the whole world, not just Klai Yisrael, the world's going to recognize what the Yemes is. They're going to throw away the statues. They're going to see that Yashka is a guy who learned by Rabbi Shua ben Brachia, and he went off the derech. He went after Noshim. He went off the derech. Yashka went off the derech. They're going to see Muhammad, Stamazoy is a Meshuga. And the end of the day, they're going to see what the Yemes is. Lachain Amru, V'chol Achayim Yuducha Selo, V'halu Hashem Chabi Yemes. Writes the Meshach Chokma, the paragraph of one essay that we're discussing. And what's Kol Achayim Yuducha Selo? When are all the living going to praise you Selo forever? And they'll be Meshabeach, they'll praise your name Be'emes. What's praise your name Be'emes? There are many Goyim today who praise God, but they don't praise God's name Be'emes. There's God, oh, but there's also Yashka. There's God, but there's also Muhammad. Yeah, there's Allah, the God of Abraham, but there's also Muhammad. We have our other prophets, and we attribute God-like qualities to them. We're Miyachis and Yoni Elokus, which itself, as the Rambam makes clear, is an Ininov, Minus of Api Kursus. So when are we going to be Mahalo Shimcha Be'emes? Ema Sayyigiyu Lazeh. Let's go Meiter. You know when Kol Chaim Yiduch HaSela? You know when Vihal Hallelujah, the whole world, and that's the Riboy, the Meshach Chochma, is subtly telling us, what's the Riboy Chochma? Everybody alive, not just the Jewish people, everyone alive is going to go and praise Hashem forever, and they will be Mahalal Shimcha B'emes, V'ayah B'yomu Yeshem Echad, U'shmo Echad. When is the world going to recognize that it's solely the name of God? When? When HaKel Yeshua, Seinu V'yesu, Seinu Sela. When Hashem gives us a Yeshua, when it's a Kel, the Midas HaRachamim, who's going to save us? And then the guy is going to say, who's on top of the world? The Jews are on top of the world. They're all going to want to convert, right? Just like you couldn't convert in the Zman of David and Shlomo when we had a base of Mikdash because the Jews were on top of the world. So too, nobody can convert and no one can do Tshuva Shlema once we have the base of Mikdash again, once Mashiach comes. Everyone's going to want to run. That's all. Yiddish guy, Dad. What do you mean it's the Emes? Oh, you guys are persecuted. You guys, look at this. Yeah. Wasserman explains the that's the way of the world. The most chashuv thing is always the smallest in number. Lahavdi, you go to a store of antiques. You have an antique, you have a piece of pottery that might have an intrinsic inherent value of $5. But there's only one piece of pottery like this in the world that can fetch an exorbitant price that could be worth $100,000. They auctioned off years ago Elvis Presley's leather jacket. Sold for $75,000. They sold this 8th grade report card. Who cares about his 8th grade report card? It's over thousands of dollars. Because oh, yeah, Elvis is a Jack and Kennedy Onassis. Kennedy JFK's wife, they made an auction of her belongings. They sold a $5 hairbrush. $100,000. But it's a $5 brush. Oh, but it belonged to her. There's only one like it in the world. $100,000. What gives it a value? Well, there's only one thing like it. A Joe DiMaggio's card might be expensive. Why? Because he's Joe DiMaggio. But they have Topps cards that are incredibly valuable because they made mistakes. And if there's only one card like it or two cards like it, it also has an exorbitant price tag. Why? Because it's unique. Kleisel, the way of the MS is it's unique. Think about the packages, right? A birthday present. And you get away all the packages, you get to the geschmack. You have the Russian dolls, and you get to the geschmack. You open up a candy bar. The best is when you live. Think about the ice cream cone. The best is what? Is the last. You eat away the whole ice cream. And then you get to the bottom, and the hot fudge and the butterscotch, and it all dripped with the sprinkles to the best part that melted in the bottom of the waffle cone. Don't worry, I haven't had one in a long time. And the end of the day, but that's a geschmack. When you get away everything else, and you peel away to get to the mahus, that's an orange. What's an orange? The whole idea is you peel away the psalus, and then you get to the ochel that's inside. That's klayasol. That's the way it always has been. That's why the most choshev is Shevet. Shevet Levi, the smallest in number, mere 22,000. Who's the most choshev group within Klal Yisrael? The Kohanim, who are even fewer than the Leviim. And within the Kohanim, the Kohen Gadol, there's only one. Rarity. That's what makes things special. So the Melon, not everyone is running left and right. And still they're converting. Why? Because the Emes to Kegoyim recognize the Yiddishkeit's the Emes, but they're not running left and right. What's going to happen when Mashiach comes? When Hashem gives Yeshua Seinu Vesra Seinu, when Hashem brings the Jews back on top, and He gives us a Beis HaMikdash of Mashiach, is Melech HaMashiach, and the world sees that the Yidden are on top. You know what's going to happen? Everyone's going to be Mahalal Shimcha B'Emes. No more Shituf. No more Yashka, Muhammad, V'chulei. Now it's only God. Zebir HaKosav Halavash Hashem Kol Umim B'Shvil Shabosim L'Dias Emes. And you recognize Hashem is the Meshkeh, and you didn't give over any koach. The sun doesn't have any powers. It's like Hashem Levado Amela Gavar Lino Chastev V'Emes Hashem Liolam. That's Haleluka. That's what they're going to see. When they're going to see that HaKosh Baruch Hu is solely in control, then they will come to Yedias Emes. So writes the Mashiach Chokma, the Chol HaChaim, everybody, when Mashiach comes, will praise you forever. And there will be Mahalo Shimcha B'Emes, no Shituf, Echad Yochanim Yuchad. When? When Hashem shows us that Yeshua Seinu Ezra Seinu Salah. And that's when everyone is going to praise Hashem and realize HaTov Shimcha, that His name has always been good. Even when we perceive the bad, just to now follow through with the Mashiach Chokma, even what they perceived as bad. No, it was always good. Ulachana, and this, he's the only one who was lecha, the only one who was fit to give a da. Don't think of Yashka, don't think of Muhammad, don't think any other power, don't think of government, don't think the president. There's only one, and being that's worthy of our hoda. Ulacha, we turn to Hashem Lashanochach, and only to our Kodesh Baruch Hu, is it no, Lahodas, is it fit to give Odal? And the Chiddush is the rest of the world will recognize that as well. Let's be Omid on a Diyak. The Bnei Sasko, the Din of a Rebbe, makes this deal, as does Rav Lazar Ashkenazi, and they might say Hashem. Notice the order. Hakel Yeshua Seinu Ezra Seinu Sela. We talk about the Yeshua, and only then the Ezra. Now, if we flip back to the beginning of Shemon Esrei, right? What do we say in the beginning? Melech Ozer Moshiach. What's going on over here? So perhaps we can answer based on the Shemi Shmuel that we often quote. Writes the son of the Sukkot Shavar, the Shemi Shmuel, says, what's Melech Ozer Moshiach? He writes in Yoni Rosh Hashanah Daf Yotes. He says, Ozer is you help someone when he or she helps himself or herself. Azov tazov imot, also give of metzia. When you see your neighbor unloading groceries from the trunk of his car, and once he's helping himself, you go out and help him. That's called azov tazov, that's called lazor, to help someone who already is helping himself. What's a Yeshua? Yeshua is a salvation. That means we did nothing. And what was Shira Sayam? Ramemta Shari Tumor, the Malachim shouted out, Halolo of the Avodazora, and still by Yosha Hashem. It's a Yeshua. Explains the Shem Yeshua. That's why the Machlaikas. When is the Gula going to happen? Is it going to happen in Tishrei like Rabbi Eliezer? Or is it going to happen in Nisan like Rabbi Yeshua? Writes the Shem Yeshua, Gevaldik. Yeah. Rabbi Eliezer is from Tamidei Beis Shammai. He comes from Ruled of Din. So he looks at the month of Din. That's the month of Tishrei. What does Din say? Din says, God says, I'm not going to give you a freebie. If you help yourselves and you do it, says, Oris Melamata, I'm going to reciprocate and I'll give you a Yeshua. Nisan says what? That's when we got out of Mitzrayim, holding a Memtah Shari Tumah. Rav Lazar says, you want to have a Geula? It's only going to come in Tishrei, in a month of Din, because I come from Tamidei Beis Shammai, and that's why his name is what? Eliezer, Elokei Avraham Be'ezri. When is my God going to help me? When I help myself. That's in Tishrei. That's Midas Adin. Midas Adin says, you're unloading your own groceries. Midas Adin says, Kol Yisrael Ravim, I should help you out. Azav Tozovimo with him. And what does Rabbi Yeshua know? And even in the month of Nisan, when we were not deserving of getting out of Mitzrayim, you know when the Gula is going to happen, even the month of Nisan. Why? Because what's his name? Rabbi Yehoshua, writes the Shem Yishmuel. Rabbi Yeshua focuses on Nisan, the month of Yeshua, the month when we weren't deserving of Tzitzim, we weren't deserving of Kriyas Yavsim, and Afilu Achin still in all Hashem gave it to us. That's Yeshua. So writes the Shem Yishmuel, Hashem is one Melech Ozer Moshiach. Hashem is Ozer, he helps us when we help ourselves, and the Chiddush is not just that, but he's even Moshiach. So when we talk about the Shvach, going like the Shem Yeshua, at the beginning of Shemon Esrei, you're extolling the virtues of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what do? You go in order. Lo Zuavzu. Not only is Hashem a Melech who is Ozer, he's even Moshiach. He saves us when we help ourselves. And the Maaseh, he'll give us Yeshua even when we don't do the requisite. His Iris Malamata is Sarusa Dilatasa. But now we're thanking Hashem, we're looking back on history, and we're thanking Hashem for everything. Ezra Cheskelando the Tzlach writes in Pesachim. Then the future, the Chiddush of Chazal, is not just that we're going to make a Tovah Meitam and everything, we're going to go back retroactively lemafreya, and even on those things that right now we recited Dayan Emes, even on those things we're going to say a Tovah Meitam. Amela, what? When we're giving Hodah, Emetzias, what did we see throughout history? Hakel Yeshua Seinu. And the end of the day, first we have to thank Hashem for all the Yeshuas. That's why the order switched. Yevishameach Hashem, you thank Hashem for what? It's always great. You don't want Namad Dikishufa, you don't want the bread of embarrassment. What do you want Hashem to help you? You don't want freebies, you don't want to get it gratis. When you do your own Ishtalos, oh, Hashem is Ozer. And not only that, but even if for some reason you fail to do so, Hashem will be Moshiach. But now when we're thanking him historically, we know we were never really deserving of it. He was always what? Hakel. Maral says, Kel is Midas Rachamim. Elokim is Midas Adin. When you change it to Kel, you go from Din to Rachamim. Yud Kei Vav Kei is Rachamim. When you change it to Yud and Hey, it goes to Midas Adin. So notice now, it's Gishmak Hakel. We look back in history, we're going to praise Hashem forever. Why? Because we're going to look back and recognize Hashem was always Hakel. Always, Midas HaRachamim, who gave us Yeshua Seinu, who gave us Yeshua, even though we know the vast majority of the time we were not deserving of it, still when we thank him, and we're thanking him for all the Yeshuas, Hashem, oh, and those few times, yeah, when we did the requisite amount, and we did what was called upon us to do, we're going to thank you, obviously, for that too, with the Ezra Seinu, but Be'ikr, we're thanking you for all the Yeshuas, and that's HaKol Yeshua Seinu, Ezra Seinu, Selah, Abrochata Hashem, Atov Shimcha, Hashem has always been good. His name has always been good. And he's the only one who's fit to thank. Meaning what? We're not thanking ourselves. We're not thanking because we did X, Y, and Z. L'chon el l'hodos, because it all came down to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the end of the day, it was all Hashem Yisbarach. Then we go into Birkas Kohanim. There's a lot to talk about Birkas Kohanim, since again it's not a regular part of the three Malachas. We're not going to be Marach. Just one Haro. Rav Moshe, Rav Yaakov Moshe Chalap in his Sefer Mei Morah on Inyanei Tefillah, and we know from many Rishonim already that the three Psukim of Birkas Kohanim correspond to the three of us, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. All right, the Mei Morah. And what do we want to do now? We recognize that everything we are today is B'schus Avos. Everything we are today is B'schus Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. All the brachas we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for, we are the Peirus that came from the Sharosh and from the roots called the Avos, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. All the brachas come from them. Mela, we bring in the Birkas Kohanim, we ask for more brachas, Yivrach, Havachule, Aviyasim Lecha Shalom. And now that we ask Aviyasim Lecha Shalom, we want what? Hashem, Sim Shalom. As the Mefarshi Hatfila say, and we've discussed the Ksava Kabbalah and many other Pirushim, what's the difference between a Lashon of Sima and a Lashon of Nisina? Sima, many Mefarshim say, is Sima, that's both in Kavua, u both in Tamidi. Hence, Pasuk and Shaiftim, Som Tasim Eimasu Alecha. You make a Melech, establish Bekfias. He's going to be your Melech. Melech Shemachal Akvodo Ein Kvodo Mochal. You got to make him your king. That's a Sima. What's a Nisina? It's a Matana. Matana sometimes. People give you a gift, they take it away. Sometimes the matana doesn't last, they give you a matana, doesn't always last. Sima means something that's established, that's kavua, that's going to last. It's both in Tamidi. Nesina implies lo lav davka. So what do we ask Hashem for? We don't want a matana of shalom, we want a sim shalom. Give us a sima, make these things part of our kviyas, part of our life. We just thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but part of the hodola of us recognizing only you can go ahead and give us the future. So what is that? It starts with shalom and it ends with shalom. We go on the heels as the Seder Hayom writes, as do others. We conclude the Birchas Kohanim, V'yaseim Lecha Shalom. The Kohanim, as messengers of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, are giving us the bracha that Hashem V'yaseim Lecha Shalom should give us Shalom. On the heels of that, writes the Seder Hayom, we go into what's the Sim Shalom. Now we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He gave us a bracha, now we're asking you Sim Shalom. And how are we going to close it? HaMevarech Es Amo Yisrael B'Shalom. Why? Because everything starts with Shalom. Everything ends with shalom, and that's what it's got to be. We're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything. In fact, Rima Magash, something that I didn't mention, in Chuvas and Siman Tzadi Tes, says when we thank Hashem, we even thank Hashem for giving us life and giving us the opportunity to be capable of thanking Hashem. We don't just thank Hashem for X, Y, and Z. We thank Hashem for allowing us to be people who can thank Him, for receiving and wanting our thanks. Even that, the Rishonim say, thank you, Hashem, for allowing us to thank You. But now that we thank You, what do? Yes, we're in Hodah. We recognize Hodol Avar Bakash Alasid. Hashem, please keep it going. Give us that ultimate state of Shalom. What's that? Sim Shalom Tovar Vacha, Chen Chesed Rachma, Alayna Vakoy Yisol Amecha, Parchenu Avino Kulonu Ke'echad. We want it to have the Achdus. We want the Arpanim, just like we asked for Hashem in the Birkas Kohanim. Yisa Hashem Panav Elecha, Yor Hashem Panav, as a Hemshech of the Birkas Kohanim, the Bracha. Now we want it to be Lamaisa. Hashem, Sim Shalom, give us all of these things that are all essential to life, but they're all packaged and sandwiched in between. What? It starts with Sim Shalom and it finishes in Baruch Hashem Yisrael Shalom. The same way that Shas ends with what? Shas ends Lamatzah Kershuach Kli Matzik Bracha Yisrael Ella Hashalom, and that's why it goes hand in hand with Birkas Kohanim. Because as we mentioned many times, the Birkas Yitzchak, Rav Yitzchak Horowitz, in his Birkas Yitzchak Perush and Rashi Parshas Balayischa, who is the one to light the candles, to light the menorah in the Beis Hamikdash? What is a menorah? Brings shalom into the bayis. The woman in the house lights the candles because it brings shalom into the bayis. Amela Aaron HaKohen is the one who is Oiv Shalom and Rode Shalom. Oiv Sabrius Makarmel Tairo. Since Aaron HaKohen is the Oiv Shalom and Rode Shalom, he's going to bring shalom bayis into the bayis of Hashem by lighting the neiros. Mela writes the Bar Yitzchak. You want to have bracha, you want to have tova, bracha, chayim, chayin, chesed, rachma, you want to have all the geshmaka delicacies of life. It can only come what? On the heels of some shalom. It's got to start with shalom, and the end has to be shalom. The end of Shemoneh Esrei, of all the bakashas, is the last one. Hamavarach Hasama Yisob HaShalom. The end of Maseches Brachas, when we begin Shas, Hashem Oz Lamo Yitin, Hashem Yivarach Hasama Yisob HaShalom. It's got to start with shalom, it's got to end with shalom, it's got to be peace in the house, it's got to be peace in Klal Yisrael. Amela Aaron HaKohen, who is the Oy Shalom and Odeh Shalom, he's the one to give us the Birkas Kohanim that ends with what? V'yasim Lecha Shalom, that in their Brach is Abuch HaMa Yisrael B'Ava, because they're all about Ava. Amela, and as the Torah Tmima says, of course they give the brachas b'ava. Why? Because they're not working for a living. They're in the basement. They're getting supported by Klal Yisrael. Who's going to have the most kavana when they give a bracha to Klal Yisrael? The more bracha that Klal Yisrael gets, the more bracha that the Kohanim are going to get from Klal Yisrael. Amela, who's going to have the biggest bracha? Hashem Shamayim. You have a doctor, you have a lawyer, you have an engineer. So if you tell them, oh, can I have a bracha? At the end of the day, you still want to be a little more successful than the next guy. The Kohanim, the only way they can be successful is if you're successful, because they're getting the chavdal and modest kuna from you. So I said to me, they're going to be Mabarach HaSamah Yisrael B'Ava. They're going to put all the love that they can. But what is it? They are lovers, because they're descendants of Aaron HaKohen. He's the O'Ev Shalom and Rodev Shalom. His brachas V'yasim L'chol Shalom. On the heels, now we go into Sim Shalom. It starts with Shalom and ends with Shalom. And now it's Geshmak. Because once we mentioned the Bar Yitzchak, and we mentioned the idea how Aaron HaKohen would be the one lighting Balos Chasaneiros. Who's going to bring the whole story of Hanukkah? Whole story of Hanukkah debate. Who brought us back to the base of Mikdash and had the Chanukah Sabayis without Lokas Aneiros? The Chashunah brought about the Achdus of Klal Yisrael. They got us together. They got Yovan out of the picture. They got stopped the assimilation, the acculturation. No more Mesyavdim. They were Ma'achid us. Where did they get the call from? From their ancestor, Aaron HaKohen, who was Oyev Shalomudi, Shalom Oyev Sabayis, Mekam the Torah. They brought us together. Set out for the icing on the cake. Let's open up the Sefer Moshe Aholich from the Tolna Rebbe. And writes the Tolna Rebbe, quoting as Father Geshmak, he says, we have 7 days of Chanukah leading into day number 8, which is Zos Chanukah, which is the day that's Kolel Nahashpon, and he told us of all the 7 preceding days. But it's 7 main days, and then you have Zos Chanukah, just like Midaraisa. You have Pesach 7 days, Sukkah 7 days, and the 8 days Zos Chanukah encompasses all the first Koach of the 7 days. Writes the Tolna Rebbe, HaZayin HaYomim HaRishonim Shochanukah Mechavonim Keneged Zayin HaBrochas Amuras V'Birchas Sim Shalom Shem Shemoneh Esrei. Zok the Tolna Rebbe. On these 7 days of Hanukkah, what do we ask for? Some shalom, tova, brocha, chayim, chayim, chesed, and rachamim. 7 makoshes we ask for. 7 makoshes, the Yom HaShmini, Zos Chanukah, that's kolo brochas kolo. Amela, how do we start? We start with Sim Shalom. We start with Shalom, it makes sense. We start with Aaron HaKohen, the ones who gave us the story of Hanukkah, the Chashmonaim from descendants of Aaron HaKohen. Where does he get this, the Tolna Rebbe? Oh, 7, so now 7 days of Phineas, the Haidah Yavada. Because who gave us the Baruch of Yassim L'chol Shalom? And whose heels can we go into Sim Shalom, the Kohanim? And who gave us the story of Hanukkah, the Kohanim? It's the same thing, Sim Shalom. Now that the Kohanim brought us the Kayach, they start with Shalom, they end with Shalom. L'matzah, who's going to bring Shalom into the base of Mikdash, the Bayis of Hashem? Dafka, those who love Shalom, who run after peace, they'll bring Shalom Bayis, Ayyadei La'alok, his neighbors, into the Bayis. That's how we close Shemoneh Esrei. We close Shemoneh Esrei, Sim Shalom. It starts with Shalom, Hashem Shavim, Mavarach Hasam, Yisro B'Shalom. It starts and ends with Shalom. And that's the story of Hanukkah, B'Dafka. And that's what Klal Yisrael needs to get to a Gula Shleima. It's got to be Shalom, it's got to be the Atis of Klal Yisrael. And that's the greatest Nakuda of the Zman of Achor Seyomim, the Hashlama of Chol Chaim Yidu Chasela, after the Yeshua, after the Ezra, when we get to Yimas Mashiach, then it's going to be what? The Achdus of Klal Yisrael like never before, and the world is going to recognize, together with Klal Yisrael, V'Haya B'Yomu Yashem Echad, Shema Echad, there's going to be Shalom, there's going to be Shlemus in the land. That's the end of Shemoneh Esrei, that's the Hashlama. To all the brachas, and Met Hashem, I'll be away, and no Shir next week, but in 2 weeks, Met Hashem, Elokai, Netzor, the Tachnunim, at the end of Shemoneh Esrei, it's not enough to just have Shalom. What do we need to do? We need to ask for the Siyata Nishmaya, that I shouldn't speak Lashon Hara, I shouldn't be Bekas, I need to have separate Bakashas. I can't just say, oh, Hashem, give me peace. What am I doing about it? What Midas am I working on? We need to go into personal Tachnunim to ask a Siyata Nishmaya to preserve the Shalom that Hashem so badly Kaviyachum wants to give to Klal Yisrael.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.